the post hoc fallacy. This actually is slightly more difficult to deal with, because this is, I mean, we're all subject to post hoc fallacies. I'm definitely subject to post hoc fallacies, in that I'm a little bit superstitious in some ways. So, like, for example, I do have a lucky red pen because I did do well in an exam with it. I do use it in all exams, for example. Now, I know in my mind that's a post hoc fallacy, but I do it anyway. And I do believe that you can get a cold if you get wet in the rain. Post hoc fallacy, but I try to avoid getting wet anyway for that reason. Now, in history, a big post hoc fallacy would be the cycles of history, that everything repeats. You know, it's the grandfather of all post hoc fallacies. There is some truth in it, of course. But really, we're seeing things that are not there. So do be careful. Do be careful about the linkages that you make. It's very, very easy to, with hindsight, look back and to try and attribute a consequence to a cause that we can see obviously from where we are. The problem is, that do we actually get to use that standard to judge whatever situation it is we are looking at? And that's really where the post hoc fallacy comes in, where we are making linkages that were perhaps never there, often because we don't understand the context in our situation. This is the fallacy that you'll come across least, but be aware that it is there.